I know it's very cold, so I'm going to make it very short. I know most of you already read the resolution that we have been distributing. Before we start the resolution, though, I did get in touch with the family of Sheikh Al-Nimr, and they asked me to communicate their sincere thanks and gratitude to all of you. The message from the family was that all of you here, all the volunteers, all the participants participating in this protest rally here, they said are partners in their condemnation of this brutal oppression, and you are a partner in the mission of Sheikh Nimr. So they asked me to convey their sincere gratitude to you. I'm not going to... Long live Sheikh Nimr!
Long live Sheikh Nimr!
Long live Sheikh Nimr!
Long live Sheikh Nimr!
Long live Sheikh Nimr! So I'm just going to briefly address some of the points. But before that, Brother Siraj said that he would like to see some of you accompany us to Ottawa. I want to change that a little bit and say we would like to see every single one of you. You know, we are coming here raising slogans, saying down with Ali Saud. What is the sacrifice you are willing to make? If Sheikh Nimr can give his life for us, for this mission, are we willing to sacrifice one work day and actually go there in front of the Saudi embassy? By the way, this is the first protest rally that we have organized in front of the Saudi embassy. For all of these years, we have been organizing different rallies in Toronto and in Ottawa, but this is the first major rally that we are organizing in front of the Saudi embassy. And we would like this rally to have a substantial effect. And for that, we need your numbers. We need you to take one day off from your work. That's all we are asking for. One day off from your work. Let's make sure. I mean, there are about 55,000 Shia Muslims in Toronto, about 150,000 plus overall Muslim just in Toronto. Why do we have only 3 buses going to Ottawa? Do we really care about Sheikh Nimr and his message? If we do, my request to you, of course, nobody can force you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. This is an important protest where we do want to send a very clear message. By beheading Sheikh Nimr on day one of 2016, Saudi government is sending us a message saying, don't speak against us. Don't dare say anything to us. We want to send a message back to them and say, we are not scared of you. We are not afraid of you. We are not going to live with our head bowed down. We are the follower of Hussein. We will live with our head held high. This is the message you want to send on Wednesday. And I'm hoping that each and every one of you with your families will, inshallah, I'm going to take a day off. I'm going to ask my children not to go to the school on that day. I'm asking my parents to accompany me. And the 8 of us from my family will go to Ottawa. And I'm hoping that each one of you will, inshallah, make that choice and come with us so we can show that there are people who care about this.
Hayhat min
al-dhilla!
Hayhat min
al-dhilla! Hayhat min al-dhilla! So just 2 quick messages rather than reading the entire resolution. The first one, would like to say, we are living here in Canada. I don't know how many of you know, I know some of it has been mentioned. But in 2013 and 2014, 95% of Canadian arm exports were to Saudi Arabia, 95%. I have pictures on my phone from Awamiya, from the Sheikh Nimr's family. They have evacuated, alhamdulillah, with the fear of reprisals of the Shia Muslims staying there and of general Muslim population of Saudi Arabia, which is now rebelling against this regime. They evacuated in fear all the police stations. So there is no police present in those cities now. However, they have surrounded the cities with armored vehicles. Those armored vehicles are manufactured right here in Ontario. So the 14.8 billion dollar worth of arms supplied to this repressive regime. Those arms and ammunition, those tanks and those armored vehicles have been used to crush the uprising in Bahrain, or their attempt to crush, and now they're using that same armored vehicles to surround Awamiya, to surround different villages in Qatif, and to kill women and children. So we demand that the Canadian government immediately cancel this $14.8 billion contract with the Saudi regime to ensure that these Canadian manufactured arms are not used to be repressing the normal population, the average citizen, the peaceful citizens of Hijaz. The second thing we wanted to communicate here is to the Saudi regime. Learn something from the end of Saddam Hussein and of Hosni Mubarak. Your end is going to be even worse, inshallah. We are standing here to tell you that by killing Sheikh Nimr, by brutally assassinating him, what you have done is you have actually accelerated your end. This is our message to you. The Sheikh Nimr's ideology will, inshallah, continue to spread. I want to end by saying that the reason we are standing here today, some people were asking why you're standing here in front of the American consulate. The only reason that the puppet regime of Saudi Arabia, the puppet criminal family of Ali Saud is able to rule and stay in power is because of the military, political, financial, all sorts of supports that the American government provides, and they are the puppet masters. So they bear the responsibility of every single person that is killed by this regime. So before I end, I would like you to raise your hand and make sure that you express your anger and your defiance to this regime that thinks that they can continue funding these puppets and through them the terror across the world, whether it's in Nigeria, Pakistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and now in Hejaz and Avamiya as well. Shame, shame, USA!
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 Shame, shame, Ali Saud!
Shame, shame, Ali Saud!
Shame, shame, Ali Saud!
Shame, shame, Ali Saud!
Shame, shame!